Welcome everyone, and welcome to show number 2 of Pedmore Airwaves.
You are tuned into
Pedmore Airwaves.
We've got lots lined up for you on this, our second show. We've got new competitions for you. We've got the last competition winner. Can you guess the voice? We've got birthday shout-outs to do. We've got some music to play. Lots of things going on. We've got an interview with another member of staff from school. So lots and lots going on. But to get us started, let's get us started with a little bit of music. Remember, you have to dance around your kitchen.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Yo, tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna really, really, really wanna sing a sit.
Those songs were from the latest Trolls movie, and there's a few songs there, and they're all put together in a bit of a mashup, and that is going to be part of one of our competitions that we're going to run on this show. And the idea for this competition came from Alice in year 4. If you remember last time, I said if anyone had got any ideas that they wanted for a future show, then to send them in. So Alice did, and she said that it would be a good idea to play a little bit of each song and see if you could work out what the song was from the little bit that was played. So we've kind of taken that a little bit further, and we've gone with a few songs that are all put together, and your challenge is, can you work out all the songs that are part of that mashup that we've just played? Don't worry, we'll be playing it again before the show's finished, so you'll get a chance to listen to it all over again. Our competition last time was, can you work out who was singing here?
This is an important matter, how we should behave at school. We will get along much better when we can obey the rules.
And we had lots and lots of entries on that one. Most people got it right. So we put the names into a hat and we drew out a winner. And the winner was Evie in year 2. Well done to you, Evie. Well done to you. We'll have to sort out a bit of a prize when we get back to school, but we'll have that prize ready for you for when we come back. And remember, as many people as it'd be great if we could get as many people as possible taking part in these competitions. So remember to send all of your entries in to the HS contact email, and which is what all the people did this time. And Evie's the winner, so well done to you, Evie. Okay, let's go on. Oh, but before we do that, I'd forgotten. I didn't tell you who it was, did I? Like I said, most of you got it right. And the mystery voice was Miss Headworth. So all of you that said Miss Headworth, very well done to you. And thanks, Miss Headworth, for being a part of it with us. She has got a lovely voice, though. I'm sure you'll agree with that one. Okay, right. What have we got next? I've got a book recommendation for you. Now, this is a book that Mr. Jim has recommended. I asked some people to give us some recommendations for books. So Mr. Jim's given us a recommendation of a book, which is probably for older children. So those are children in Key Stage 2. And the book that he's recommended, and he's read it recently, is The Boy at the Back of the Class by Anjali K. Ralph. Now, I probably haven't pronounced that right, but that's the title of the book. So if you want to have a look at that book, then I'd probably search for The Boy at the Back of the Class rather than try and search for my poor attempt at trying to say the author's name. Anyway, Mr. Jim's chosen it because it gives an educational insight on what a refugee is and shows how a group of children can come together to help make a huge life-saving outcome, which sounds like a really good book. And that book has won lots and lots and lots of awards for that story. And it was also, that author was a World Book Day 2020 author as well. So lots to get our look at there. And I think I'll come back with a different book review next time. But thank you, Mr. Jim, for that one. That was excellent. Okay, we're going to do a quiz. Get yourselves ready for the quiz. Now, this was something that also was recommended by Alice. Alice was busy giving us recommendations of what to do for our show this time around. So she said, let's do a quiz, but let's only have 10 seconds for each answer. So I'm going to give some questions out. I'm going to give you 10 seconds or maybe even less to find the answer, so you won't have time to Google it. And then I'll just give you the answer. We'll do a few of these and let's see how we get on. Okay, round one, animals. Question number one. What is the largest big cat in the world? Okay, first question. What is the largest big cat in the world? And the answer is a tiger. So very well done to all of you that got that question right. Let's have a go with the next question. Still in the same category of animals. What are baby goats called? What is a baby goat called? A baby goat is called a kid. Well done if you got that one right. Bit of a trickier one. Which is the only mammal which can fly? Okay, the only mammal which can fly is a bat. A bat, well done if you got that one right. Okay, let's go on to a different category. This category, round two, is going to be geography. So let's see how much we know about the world. Question number one in geography, what is the largest country in the world? Okay, the largest country in the world is Russia. Russia, well done if you got that one right. Bit of a trickier one, in which country would you find the Leaning Tower of Pisa? The Leaning Tower of Pisa, that's not the Leaning Tower of Pizza, although it could be. The Leaning Tower of Pisa, which country is that in? And that is in Italy. So I suppose it could be Leaning Tower of Pizza, really, couldn't it? Okay, tricky one. What is the longest river in the world? Now, some of you that will have been doing some of this at school, I'm sure, so some of you will know this one anyway. It is the River Nile. The River Nile is the longest river in the world. Okay, we're going to have a bit of a pause on our quiz there. We'll come back and do another few questions in a little while.
You are tuned into
Okay, let's do some birthday shout outs. Crikey, that's a bit of a mouthful. Okay, now there have been some birthdays that have already gone in May and some that are upcoming in May. So if you've had a birthday already, I hope you had a really, really fantastic time, even though it was probably a little bit of a different birthday this year because you couldn't go out and have a party. But there are quite a few people with birthdays in May. So if you've had a birthday already, I hope you had a great time. If you've got a birthday coming up, I hope you have a great birthday. So happy birthdays this month, those that have gone and those that are coming up too. Lachlan in reception, Arian in reception. In year one, we have Amrit and Mateen. In year two, we have Sienna. In year three, is Jack and Charlie and Holly. Elsie in year two. Gabriella and Ellis in year four. Harrison in year five, along with Emily and Isabella. And we have Aaron also in year four. And into year six, we have Abdurrahim and Bruce. So all of those children, I hope you have a fantastic birthday or have had a fantastic birthday. This is for you.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.
Okay, moving on with a few more questions in our quiz. This is round three. This is the science category. Which planet is nearest to Earth? Which planet is nearest to Earth? It is Venus. And if you go out at night and you look up into the sky, and it's a there's no clouds in the sky, you can see Venus. Venus is a very, very, very bright light, and it's lots of times during the year you can see that bright light, and that is in fact Venus. Okay, let's go on to another one, another science question. Botany is the study of what? Botany is the study of plants. The study of plants. Last question in our science round. What planet is known as the red planet? The planet that's known as the red planet is Mars. Mars. Last category we're going to do. We're going to have some books and films based questions. So let's go with first one. What is the name of the snowman in the film Frozen? I bet lots of you got that one right. The name of the snowman in the film Frozen is Olaf. Olaf. How many of you have seen Frozen 2? Many? I saw Frozen 2. I went to the cinema with my little boy because he was desperate to see Frozen 2. And we saw Frozen 2. And I have to say, I thought it was better than the first one. You'll have to tell me. Send me an email and tell me whether you agree with me or not. A question about a bit of an older film now. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Which of Snow White's seven dwarves didn't have a beard? Which of Snow White's seven dwarves didn't have a beard? I bet he'd have one if he was part of this lockdown by now, wouldn't he? It was Dopey. Dopey didn't have a beard. And last question, last but not least, this is about the Gruffalo. What does the Gruffalo say is his favourite food? Bet lots of you got this one right. It was roasted fox. Roasted fox. Not quite sure that I'd like roasted fox somehow, would you? Competition time. We've got two competitions on today. So the competition I'm going to ask you to get involved with now is, it's a tricky question because I don't know that I've ever really spoken about this to those children at school. If I asked the question about who was my favourite football team, you'd all know. But here's a question for you. It's a competition and there will be prizes. Who is my favourite Star Wars character? Who is my favourite Star Wars character? Send your answers in to the HS Contact email and there will be a prize for the correct answer. Who is my favourite Star Wars character?
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
That's right, it's the interview. And our interviewee this time round is Mrs. Bennett. Hi, Mrs. Bennett.
Hi everyone, it's Mrs. Bennett here. I'm really excited to be doing the interview with Mr. Dunn today, but I'm a bit worried he's going to find out some of my dark secrets, so let's see.
Yeah, well, I know you've got plenty of those, Mrs. Bennett. Let's start off with a nice easy one for you to begin with. What is the favourite thing about your job?
Oh, well, that's quite a hard one to choose because there's a lot of things I like about my job. But I think the absolute best thing has to be working with all the lovely children that I've had the chance to work with in my different classes. And I've got some lovely children in my class at the moment and I've missed them all. And the best part of it is when they get something and they've been working really hard to figure it out and then they finally get it and we all feel really pleased about it.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Bennett. That was a nice one. Next question. What really makes you angry?
Well, I've got to admit, I don't really get angry. I'm quite a positive person, I like to think. But sometimes when I'm at home and I think somebody's not listening to me, I'm trying to give them some advice maybe or trying to explain something and I can tell they're just not going to follow it. And then something goes wrong and I think, oh, why didn't you just listen to me in the first place? And maybe I get a bit angry then.
Oh, I've never seen you get angry at school though, Mrs. Bennett. So you must do a good job of hiding it, really. Okay. If you weren't working in a school, what job would you do?
If I didn't work in school, I think the job that I'd have to have would be working on television. I'd really love to have been a television presenter. Maybe I could have got a job working with Ant and Dec on Saturday Night Takeaway, or maybe on I'm a Celebrity. That would be my other dream job to have because I love Ant and Dec and I'd love to be on TV one day.
Ant Dec and Mrs. Bennett, it doesn't roll off the tongue quite as easily, does it? But, well, you never know. One day, Mrs. Bennett, one day. Okay, what makes you laugh the most?
It has to be my children. They make me laugh quite a lot, and I don't know if they always mean to do it, but they do a lot of silly things. And the main thing that they love doing, which is quite funny, is all of their impressions, and they like to do impressions of characters out of different films, and at the moment they've been doing lots of impressions of characters from Madagascar, and also they've been going around the house singing like Oompa Loompas from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, so that's always quite funny.
You need to share all those with us, Mrs. Bennett. I'd like to see your two doing some Oompa Loompa impressions, most definitely. Now, we've had this question before and it can prove to be a little bit controversial. What's the worst topping to put on a pizza?
I think I'm going to upset a few people with this answer, I'm afraid, because I don't like cheese. So for me, pizza isn't really one of my favourite foods. The worst topping you could offer me would be extra cheese, something really smelly like goat's cheese. Oh, that'd be horrible.
You can't really have a pizza without cheese on, Mrs. Bennett, can you? No, not really. Okay, let's try this one. What was the most awesome excuse you've ever made?
That's a hard question, Mr. Dunn, because I'm quite truthful all of the time and I don't really make excuses for things. But maybe when I was pregnant, I did perhaps use the excuse that the baby needed some chocolate or the baby needed some ice cream, when really it was probably just me who wanted more food. But it was a good excuse at the time.
Oh, I'm sure that there are lots of people listening to this, lots of mums listening to this, who will no doubt know where you're coming from there. Most definitely. Okay, question seven, we're up to question seven. Pepsi or Coke?
Time to upset people again, I'm afraid, because I don't really drink Pepsi or Coke. So if I had to choose, I wouldn't really want to choose one of those. I'd rather have a can of cold Sprite. Nice lemon and lime flavour would be lovely for me.
Okay, yeah, I can go with that. That's fair enough. Okay. Next one. What's the worst thing your mom caught you doing as a kid?
I did used to play my little sister up quite a lot when we were younger, so that used to get me into a bit of trouble with my mum. But the worst thing she caught me doing was definitely when I was really young and I was sitting in the garden and I was happily eating berries, and then she came out and she said, "What are you doing?" They weren't berries I should have been eating, and I did get in big trouble and I ended up having to go to hospital as well. So it was really quite a bad experience.
Well, that doesn't sound like much fun at all. And that's a good lesson to everyone else. Don't eat the berries out of the garden. Okay, thinking of the film Doolittle, if you could pick any animal to talk, which one would it be?
Great question, Mr. Dern. I think if I had a talking animal, I think it'd be amazing because it might even make me rich. But I'm tempted to say donkey here because I do love the donkey on the Shrek films. But I think my actual final answer has got to be a talking dog, because I would love a little dog that could chat away to me so we could go for walks together and chat about all sorts of things. And it reminds me of the talking dog on the film Up called Doug, and he's such a cute dog, and I'd love one like him. So that's my answer.
A talking dog. I quite like the donkey in Shrek as well, to be fair. I think I'll probably go with the donkey on that one with you. Okay, if you were a Toy Story character, who would you be?
This is a good one because we are all Toy Story fans in this house. We love all of the films. If I was any of the characters, I think it'd have to be Woody, because he gets to have the most adventures, and he's friends with everybody. He likes looking after them and he's always reliable. So I think Woody has to be my favourite and I'd love to be him.
Thanks, Mrs. Bennett. Thank you. Getting towards the end. Cats or dogs?
Well, I do like both, but I think I'd have to pick dogs because I love how happy they are when you get through the door and they're wagging their tail. So, dogs for me.
Thank you. Splits people, that one does. Last but not least. Yeah, we're at the end. We're at the end of the interview. So, last question, Mrs. Bennett. Tell us your favourite joke.
I do enjoy jokes, but mainly when other people are telling them. So my favourite that I can remember has to be, did you hear the one about the magic tractor? It turned into a field. Don't know if you found it that funny, but that's all I've got, I'm afraid.
Oh, have you said the joke, Mrs. Bennett? Sorry, oh, I didn't realise that was a joke. Oh, no, actually, it wasn't that bad. Thank you very much. Okay, Mrs. Bennett, that's everything. Thank you.
Thanks for letting me be part of the show today, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed listening. I've really been missing you all, so I can't wait for us to be back at Pebmore, and I'm sure it won't be too long. So stay safe and stay well. I'll see you soon. Bye.
You are tuned into
Pebmore
Thanks, Mrs. Bennett. Some great answers there. We hope to see you really soon too. I'm going to play again now the music that we played right at the beginning. Remember, the competition here is, can you name all the different tracks in this one mashup?
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Yo, tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Yo, tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna really, really, really wanna stick a sit.
So remember, get those answers in. I just want to know the names of all the artists that are in that mashup, in that track. You may well need, or you probably will need, some help from the adults. That's okay. That's okay. You can have help from moms and dads as well. That doesn't matter in the slightest. Just get those answers in. And like I say, there will be a prize for the winning entry. We're coming towards the end of the show. I hope you've enjoyed this show. Thanks to everyone who's taken part in it. We hope to see you all again really, really, really soon. We're all missing you loads and loads and loads. It's not the same in school without all of you in all your smiley faces and running around in the playground and listening to your jokes and hearing you laugh. And we hope that we will be seeing you all again really, really soon. In the meantime, take care, stay safe, and look after yourselves.
Tuned into
Petrol M.